Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app.
Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of the Make Musings podcast. Today, the episode, I have someone whose experience with mental health has led him to discover some parts of himself which was hidden before he experienced the mental health issues. And if something's around, he's a gifted musician, he's a rapper, and he's based in the Bronx district in Brooklyn. So welcome to the Made Musings podcast, Richard. His name is Richard Seran, by the way. So he's joining us all the way from Brooklyn. So thank you so much for joining us today. So tell us how your health struggles has led you to discover your musicality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thank you so much to be able to share my story, because it is one of resiliency. A lot of my story is based on past traumas of being told I wouldn't amount to anything in the music industry, especially when I first started out and I didn't have guidance of put out a record, how to even develop a confidence in myself to the level where I'm at now, where I would be able to just like continue going regardless of the destructive criticism that I received early on in my career. And for me, it's always been a battle with my self-worth, because I always equated my career with my self-worth. It wasn't until years after the fact that I had to disassociate my career with who I am as a person and remember that I am still Richard Seran without the music. I'm still a human being at the end of the day. And the music is just like an add-on to what I do. It helps me to realize that my purpose to be able to just share my story of like where that mental health struggles came from is because I allow somebody else's opinions of me to dictate my reality.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much for telling us a bit about yourself. Sometimes when you are in your lowest, that's when you have these things come to you. So I'm glad that you've been able to turn things around. But at the time that you started this music, how were you really feeling? What was happening in your life at the time?
Before I was just going through the motions, I was figuring my life out. I didn't really know where I wanted to do professionally. I was dabbling in wanting to do journalism because I loved writing so much. And at one point I wanted to be a dancer because I love dance. So like it was a whole bunch of different things that I wanted to do on a professional level. But I also felt like there was something missing. And music was that something that always kept me wanting to, like, I don't know, like the messages in the songs and things like that, relatability of music and how it made me feel. It made me feel like I was seen and heard and understood, even though the artist may not even know I exist. But like through the song, it felt like I was seen, I was understood, just by, you know, a person, you know, an artist pouring out their soul. For me, it's always been a battle of like what career I wanted to pursue. And then after that, when music got into the picture, I started to just delve more deeper into it because it was healing me and then also helping me process some of my depression and anxieties and things like that. So I started to tap into that early on.
From what I can understand, you were feeling worthless. You just started learning how to play different musical instruments. Did you know how to play before you had this experience?
My main thing is basically rap. So I consider myself a lyricist. I don't have musicality. I used to dabble in drums and things when I was younger and piano at one point in my life. But as far as right now, I'm just strictly rap, lyricist, things like that, nature, in regards to that.
How has this journey been for you so far? Are there specific mental health related themes that you explore with your music right now?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing I do mention in my music about is about suicidal ideation, which I struggled with for so many years.
Could you say that again? Suicidal ideation. All right. Okay.
I struggled with for a long time in my life, and just working on how to process that through music has been really helpful for me and very healing. And then also I talk about, because the thing about mental health for me, it's more like mental health is synonymous with self-worth. Because if, you know, if one person has, like for me, if I have bad mental, you know, a bad mental health day, it's because I'm not feeling worthy that day. So that's what I created to. So I talk about a lot about that in my music, about how sometimes, you know, I don't feel enough. And sometimes there's the inner critic in my head that's telling me to give up, to quit, to not keep going. But at the end of the day, it's like, I know I have a purpose, and I know my music is meant to save lives and help people.
I'm so sorry that you were feeling so bad at the time, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that are in similar situations. I mean, it's sad. I mean, we live in a very lonely world these days, and sometimes you don't even have that human relationship with people. You don't see some for months. You might not even, you go out every day, but you don't have that one-to-one contact with people that are close to you, that check in on you. And sometimes that impacts on you mentally. You're just going out, you just feel like you are invisible. Yes. In a world that is so busy. So it's quite interesting that now you're talking about things like being suicidal at that time, being low, being depressed, and being addicted. I mean, addiction is something that is also very, very popular. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's popular, but it's something that could lead to depression. And also, sometimes when you are addicted to food, addicted to sleep, addiction to anything that you are addicted to could impact on your mental health if you don't have that thing at the time and you are craving for it. And if it's drugs, I mean, you have to have a fix. So now you've applied music as your fix. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. It's been really my saving grace for a lot of years.
And so, talking about this music, what would you aim to accomplish with, let's say, creativity? I don't want to call it music because it's rap, it's different styles that you do. So what would you actually aim to achieve with your craft? That's what it's called, yeah.
That's a beautiful question. Honestly, it's my intention is always to give people hope. In a day and age where social media and there's a lot of people who are committing suicide, unfortunately, and there's a lot of people who are wrestling with their self-worth, is, you know, my music is about a lot of those things. And it's like, if I'm able to share a message of resiliency and remind people of their self-worth and give someone a positive message that says, hey, you know, don't commit suicide. Hey, I am enough as I am. And I want you to sing it so that you can know that you're enough as you are. You know, I made songs like I'm Meant for More, so other people can say that too for themselves. So a lot of times when I make music, I make music for myself, but it's always like I make music thinking about what I needed to hear back when I was in my deepest despair. And I think that's the key for me, is always to keep pushing forward with what I've been through so that another person could find refuge in those lyrics. And there are people who have been telling me like my songs have been, in a sense, solace for them. And I'm very grateful and humbled by that my lyrics can have an impact that's so profound, contribute to society in that regard.
Thank you so much. It's good. Hope is what we all need. We just hope to be able, I mean, you go to bed, you hope to wake up in the night, the next day. You eat or you go out, you hope to come back home, especially in America. There's so many people that I think I fear for people who even go out of their houses, because you could go, you could be in this shopping mall, you could go to school, and somebody who is having mental health issues come with a gun and shoots at everyone. And if you are lucky, you come back home. So it's not everyone that goes out, that comes back home in one piece any day. So even here in UK, United Kingdom, life is just precious. So you have to savor and enjoy and just relish every minute that you have. So I love that you're giving hope. But with your music, you're giving hope. You are trying to change the narratives for people who are going through the same things that you have gone through. So thank you so much for doing that. And I know every day I start my day with a piece of music, and I don't know, I just tell Alexa, play something. It's not that I have any specific music that I start my day with, but when you start your day with a piece of music or you have something, it inspires you, it uplifts you, and it takes you out of that depth of depression. You doing what you do is really a great thing. So what I would want to talk about is, how do you protect your mental health even now? Who are those people that, do you have any resources that help you with your mental health right now, even?
Yes.
Despite the music?
Yes, I do. I'm grateful. I have a therapist, and I'm grateful for her because she's helping me to navigate those dark spaces. It's been very rough. And also, recently, I just came out on social media about my sexuality. And for me, that was like a big thing for my mental health, because it was something that I kept under wraps for such a long time that it was affecting me. I will wake up crying. I will wake up just like overwhelmed, overthinking, you know, someone's going to judge me. And it's like all those things in my head that caused me to feel not worthy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm grateful that I have my therapist to help me navigate that space, because talking to someone has helped me a lot to not feel like I'm alone in my own, you know, in my struggles, and not be so much in my head. And also, I've been very...
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
I admit about a gratitude journal every single day. 7 things I'm grateful for. As soon as I wake up, that's helpful. I do my meditation every single morning. Like, all of those things ground me, because it's so important to, like, for at least for me to have that grounding, because I know life is going to life. Life will always bring, you know, jabs, ups and downs. And if I'm able to control my mood in the morning, it just sets me up for a better day. I do also journaling in the morning for 5 minutes. And I also do, I always have like motivational videos playing in the background while I'm writing sometimes, because, and then I do like a small like devotional just to kind of like keep myself again grounded, because a lot of times, with me, when I don't do those things and I don't ground myself, overwhelmed, and I'm thinking about something that someone said last year and I still haven't processed it, and today. So like a lot of those things help me, but also having a community that I could speak to freely, I have like a men's group, honestly, also, that's been helpful, because they're pouring into me. They accept me for who I am, and I could be completely transparent about who I am. And I don't feel like I'm judged. I feel like people accept me for who I am. And as long as I have those spaces for me, it's helpful. because I know that it makes me feel liberated.
Thank you. I know you are never alone. Don't ever think that you are the only one who is going through this. There are thousands and millions of people worldwide who are going through your similar situations as you. Because, you know, the reason is why we go into seclusive and you go into a recluse, you like just exclude yourself from different activities just because you feel all alone. Just because you don't have a sense of belonging, you just because you feel like everybody else is doing what they want, but you are just not doing what you want in life. But you're just never alone. So don't ever think that. And I love the fact that you have all sorts of different support systems right now. And at any point in time, if anybody is feeling any feeling lonely, there are support groups online that you can reach out to, you can talk to. I mean, this Mind is a charity that helps people in the United Kingdom. And there are, I mean, even when you are feeling low, you can call your emergency number. In UK, the number is 111 NHS. You have someone who will speak to you about your mental health issues. And you can always talk to your doctor and they would speak to you and refer you to specialists when you are feeling down and when you're feeling depressed, or I mean, if you're feeling like life is just not worth living anymore. I mean, there's just been so many sad stories that we've been hearing recently of people committing suicide. I mean, suicide is becoming so rampant, and we don't want people getting to that stage. I think the previous episode I talked about this issues similar to suicide. When you're experiencing suicide, just call your emergency number. Someone will be there to help you. So just wanted to raise that. You talked also about using writing as something that helps you. And, you know, these days I see that there's a lot of artificial intelligence is taking over the writing of music, you know. Sometimes I think it's recently that I saw that there was a musician called the Ghostbuster or Ghost something, I think Ghost Twister or something like that. No, Ghost Writer. It was Ghostwriter, and he used AI to generate a piece of music, and he used it to generate the voices of singers. That's the voices of The Weeknd and Drake. And that piece of work was nominated for the Grammy Award. So what do you think about the future of writing music when it comes to artificial intelligence?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And it's funny because I was at a conference, it was actually a 4-day conference, but I only went for 2 days, the Mondo New York Music Conference. And they were talking about AI, how it is, like you said, it's really taking over the music industry in a lot of ways. But one, in my opinion on it, I'm at a, like, it's kind of like, it's like a two-edged, you know, sword, so to speak. So for me, like, I think if someone wants to get like some kind of like, maybe an idea or two, possibly. But the thing that my gripe about it is, to be honest, for it to replicate somebody's voice, that's where I have the problem. That's where I draw the line. Because I feel like we're writing, okay, you know, maybe if it's a couple of lyrics that maybe they come up with AI, that's possible, at least for me. The thing about that is, people may not know that you didn't write the lyric, but deep inside, at least for me, if I were using it, I feel like, man, like I had a handout. You know, I didn't do this on my own. Like, it's different if I had a co-writer doing the song with me, but AI is, you know, it's just, I don't know, it doesn't feel right for me. Like, I haven't used AI in my songs writing because I just don't have I have a strong sense of self. So, like, I want to be able to, like, I have a lot of pride too. Say, oh, I wrote this song. I co-wrote this song under the writer, you know, because I want a piece of my story in there. And I feel like sometimes with AI, the musicality and also the lyrics writing in AI, to be honest, it's horrible. It's not. It's kind of like cookie cutter. You know, when it comes to, you know, generating a voice, I feel like that's very distasteful when it comes to that. I mean, there are people who are beautiful singers and, you know, beautiful, talented, you know, songwriters in their own right. And I feel like what AI is doing is, it feels like it's devaluing the artistry or the creativity of musicians and artists out there. And I feel like it's sad, because I understand it can be helpful in some regard, but I feel like it's kind of like, depending how you use it, with everything, AI could be helpful. And also, well, somebody could abuse AI with doing certain things like generating a voice. And, you know, it's just, yeah, I'm kind of like at kind of like a tug of war mentally with how I feel about it.
Yeah, it is a tug of war, really. I mean, with AI, you could have two people giving the same lyrics, and then that will result into copyright issues.
Yes.
Down the line. But then it could also help you just build on a concept. You have a concept in your head and you're struggling to put the words into writing. And you just put AI, write something about mental health when it comes to maybe depression or to ADHD or something. And you have this amazing write-up. I'm like, wow. How is that even possible? So it's really interesting how it could, I mean, as you said, there are pros and there are cons to using it. And I think in future, we just have to embrace it.
Yeah.
We have to go with it. I mean, it's like in the art industry, the film industry. I work in the film industry as well. So some people are being taken over, you know, you see the computer AI just generates this image of you, and that image, even nobody would be able to say, oh, that's the original, and that's the. And we've seen instances where AI is being used to generate images of people who are actually dead, and they are in a live concert.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's an interesting concept, and we just see how it goes in future. So yeah, I think the last question I'll be going is, where can listeners find your work, and where can they follow you on socials if you have handles?
Yes, I actually have a book out, mental health poetry book that I published this year. Is one of my
is that the book?
Yes.
From Victim to
Victor. Yes, Transforming Trauma into Triumph is one of my biggest accomplishments to date. It's about my mental health struggles and my journey through self-worth, overcoming mental abuse, and also suicide ideation as well. That is also on my website, which is Rich Vision, RICHVY, like yellow, SION.com. It's going to be Rich VY. Like yellow, SION, like Nancy.com. And my socials are Rich Vision on Instagram. So it's going to be same Rich Vision, RICHVYSION as well. I have my music on Spotify as well under the same name. So anything in regards to my music, my YouTube is under the same handles as well.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure listening to you share your story. It's an uplifting story. I think, I mean, like your book says, from victim to victor. So it's really amazing. And we just want to keep asking to keep going. Just keep going one day at a time. Sometimes it's 1 second at a time. And it's, you just don't want to give up. Just don't give up on life when life hasn't given up on you. So there's so many things. There's still better things coming. And I mean, life is good. And it's short, but it's good. So keep going. Keep trying. And just keep soaring. That's it. And this podcast will be broadcast on all podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, Apple, and all the subsidiaries of Apple. So please share with your friends and family. We are also on social media platforms, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, at Made Musings, MadeMusings. So please keep subscribing and sharing with your friends and family. We would also be grateful for sponsorship if you have any sponsors. So just try, and we are just doing our best to change the world and see how we can help people one person at a time, one day at a time. So thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure hosting you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the honor of sharing my story with your audience.
Thank you.
A big thank you to all our listeners who have been sending us messages through the message link. I would like to thank everyone who has listened in so far and contributed to this podcast. Thank you so much. We couldn't have done anything without you. Keep listening, keep sharing, keep downloading, and keep liking. Thank you again.
Save big on all your Halloween needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.